Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Ilona Europa, Accent on LA Talk Radio. What a beautiful show we have today. But I need to start this show to say hello to Poland and to Mateusz Maga, who just released his first single called First Kiss. And why I'm so excited about this song? Because a few months ago, Mateusz Maga was here at LA Talk Radio on Accent On. He was my guest. And I just saw that this gentleman has star quality. And I believed, hearing his voice, that he can be a singer. And now, 3 months later, what's happened? We are releasing our first single. Mateusz Maga. Congratulations. I see people on YouTube are just going crazy for this single, and this is just the beginning. For right now, USA to Warsaw or to Poland, and First Kiss, Mateusz Maga, and I co-wrote this song too.
Say what you wanna say, do what you wanna do, but remember our first kiss. Fight if you wanna fight, cry if you wanna cry, but remember our first kiss. I am not made of iron steel, no, I am not made of glass, so don't make me leave when my heart beats to the beat of your heart. Don't say I'm wrong, to feel this way, to keep love alive, so we can survive. Say what you wanna say, dig what you wanna take, but remember our first kiss. Tear our days apart, leave our nights intact, but remember our first kiss.
One more time, congratulations to Mateusz Maga and Stars Manufacture and Dan Salavitz, who produced the song. And of course, I also congratulate myself because I had a lot of things to do with this song. Thank you so much. Coming back to Los Angeles studio and to my guests. I am so excited to have this wonderful lady, young lady, beautiful lady with me, and also her PR firm, which we know that without press and releases, people will never find out maybe who we are, what we are doing fast enough. Then today, I need to first and foremost introduce my great guest. Her name is?
Manon Matthews. Hi.
It's so funny because if I will say Ilona Europa, I will say Manon. Manon.
Yes, Manon is the French way to say Manon.
Okay, not then.
It's
probably
pretty. It's a prettier way to say it.
But probably some story behind why I decided to have a French accent when I said your name and you speak in English. Who gave you this name and why?
Well, my parents gave it to me, oddly enough.
Any connection with France?
Yeah, they saw a French movie called Manon of the Spring. It was a sequel to Jean des Florettes, a beautiful French film in the 80s, and they loved the name.
Oh, we loved it. Can I say Manon?
Manon. You can say Manon.
I can say Manon. Okay.
But I'm going to say Manon.
Manon. Yes, for all Americans, friends,
yes,
and whole world, Manon. But for me, if I messed up,
you know why?
Say Manon. I am just European girl and... Congratulations on everything what you achieved in your life. And you are pretty young and it's pretty impressive.
Thank you so much.
Do you feel this way?
I'm very young.
You are very, very young. I say we need to start talking about what is the most important right now for people who listen to know about what's going on in your life right now. Would you like to prize yourself and telling us everything what is the most important, or would you like to Carlos.
There's so much important. But right now, Holiday Breakup, the feature film that I did 2 years ago, is finally coming to the surface. It's out now on Netflix and iTunes and Amazon and a bunch of other platforms. And, you know, I think it's doing really well. I'm also somebody that has a presence on social media. I got my start on Vine, and I have 3 million followers on Vine, and I do Instagram and Facebook and all that. And, you know, the feedback that I've gotten on there about Holiday Breakup has been really phenomenal and has far exceeded my expectations. It's a really sweet romantic comedy. It's good to watch around the holidays, or, you know, just if you're feeling lonely and you want some comfort. It's a really sweet film.
I cannot wait to see this movie. And you are going so fast through your past 2 years or 3 years. And you are like, oh, I have 3 million people, followers. Oh, I made this movie 2 years ago. And now it's on Netflix and everywhere, you know, iTunes. And then, you know, we'll find out more, because we will find out more what you are doing. The young, beautiful girl, that's, can I call you girl? You are a
sure.
very young, beautiful girl to me. Mm-hmm. Then sometimes I have much older people who are accomplished like you, but they're much, much older. Then I will again put, you know, accent on your age and how entrepreneurial you are.
Thank you.
And how self-made a star you are. And I will be asking you funky questions and you will be giving us an answer, because we want still every idea that you have to help me to promote my own show, to add to Mateusz Maga, who is releasing his album, and he has people helping him with really amazing PR and branding and stuff like that. And we know that we want to be surrounded by people's help, but seems like you're doing this all on your own. Oh, I'm wrong.
You know, it's like, no, because these apps existed, and thank God for that. I mean, a lot of it, you know, has come from the way that I grew up. You know, I grew up with a video camera attached to my hand, and I loved to make movies and music videos, and I'd go and edit for 7 hours at a time. And I think I've always kind of been the creative type due to, you know, my family being so nurturing of that. You know, my dad's a screenwriter, and my mother's worked in the business, and they both very much encouraged me to explore my creativity. So I've always kind of had that, you know, grew up watching movies, and so I've been inspired to make them myself for a very long time. And you know, when these apps came out, especially Vine, it helped me, it brought back that childhood sense of wonder of, oh, I can make this little mini film. Even if it's just 6 seconds, it still, it helped me tell a story. And not to mention the immediate benefit, you know, I got to shoot it and edit it and post it right there. I didn't have to wait, you know, like, you know, some films like Holiday Breakup, we shot it 2 years ago and it's finally out. You know, with these apps, I get to make something and get to have it executed and posted right then and there, which is, you know, gratifying, because then you get to move on to the next idea. And
okay, again, we can compare two things, or we really cannot, because that this thing that you do on Vine is like just capturing the moment. Is how many seconds you have?
Six.
6 seconds, and I couldn't stop watching you. I really looked into the link that your PR firm, who is here with us. Hello, Carlos, you are here back.
Hello, how are you?
We want you to tell us the name of your business.
Oh, it's Scribe Services PR, and based here in Toluca Lake next to Universal Studios.
I'm so excited to see you one more time, and I'm hoping you will be bringing me a lot of guests, because not only we want to know what's going on in the world, especially with young people like that who, my gosh, they are changing a world around us. And we are not the youngest, you and I. We are gorgeous, but we are not the youngest, and we have so much to learn from the youth. Are you agreeing with that?
Yes, Manon's just amazing. I mean, check out any of her videos. She is a genius. She is hilarious. She is dramatic. She's
and I agree. Somebody wrote in comments, she belongs to Saturday night shows. You know, you need to be, we want to watch you on Saturday night. You know, you belong there. Your sense of humor is so fast and so clear, and you like punch us in the face and leave us wanting more. Is this not the best what can happen to comedian, if you can call yourself this way?
Yeah, thank you so much. I mean, Saturday Night Live has kind of been a dream of mine for a really long time. So anytime I get those comments, I'm just like, oh, they see me. You know, they see what I'm doing. They agree. They get it. And, you know, I'm not ruling it out. If it presents itself, I would totally love that opportunity. You know, right now I'm in the process of working on a show called Sorry Not Sorry. It's for Seriously TV, and it's an all-female sketch comedy show. So, you know, that's kind of in the similar vein of sketch and, you know, improv, and, you know, we get to do some impersonations. And so I'm on the right path. I'm on the path that I want to be on, of just creating humor and content. And
I think I need to organize your life for our listeners, because everything what you say next, I'm like, I want to ask you more for that, but I need to just go back, and maybe I want to meet you in when you are 5 years old.
Six,
I'll let you be a little bit older, or maybe eight. And my first question when you came to the studio was, okay, when did you find out that you have this unusual sense of humor? And then when did you like that? And when you decided to do something about this? Tell us the story, because when I have singers, I always ask them the same question, oh, when did you start singing? And everybody said, oh, I was born and I felt like I am a singer forever. Comedy is the toughest things, I think. This is like writing happy songs. It's so easy to write sad songs, but happy, you need to feel happy. You need to really perform happy. You need to make people believe that you are happy and make them happy. With comedy, it's the same way. You need to be ready to give people comedy and then make them achieve, get from you in a fast way what you wanted really to make them laugh about. And I think it's very hard. It's like a spur of the moment. You need to have this bright brain of funny. Then when you are eight, that's when you found out that you are funny?
Well, yeah. I mean, I have really funny parents, and they both have such great sense of humor. So it's hard not to want to find the funny. My mind just naturally goes into, well, what's funny about that? I mean, I observed characters from a very young age, and I would mimic them. You know, I remember walking in, you know, at age five, saying, you know, Mom, this is what our neighbor looks like, and I'd do a face, and they'd both be laughing, and it felt so good to, you know, have that reaction from my parents of laughter, because that's all we, I mean, laughter is so healing, and yeah. Then, even at age six, I remember I was in first grade and one of my friends told me you should be a comedian. And I didn't know what that was at the time, but I remember, I have that memory. I'm like, wow, it went from that long ago? Somebody wow. suggested that to me? That's so interesting. And then, yeah, at age eight, I remember getting a laugh from an audience of my family and family friends, and I remember put on a little show and they all laughed and I was done.
Did they expect you to do more and more on every family like situation, say, oh, we'll see what will be the next?
A little bit, yeah, totally.
You were under pressure.
Yeah, oh, I was totally under pressure. I mean, the first night, the night I did the show, it was around Christmas time, and my dad got me one of those fart cups, the thing where you put your hand in and it makes a sound. And I did a little dance to it. I put on, like, I don't know, the Nutcracker or something, and I did a dance to it, and they all fell on the floor laughing. And it felt so good. And so the next night, they wanted encore, and they wanted me to do it again. And I was so scared that they weren't going to laugh that wow. I went out and made an announcement. I said, you know, attention, just so you guys know, tonight's fart show may not be that funny. And they laughed at that because it's such a ridiculous statement. Who says fart show? I mean, just that within itself is ironic. And but even the pressure of there of like, oh man, it's never going to reach that potential of them laughing. And of course they laughed and it was wonderful. And I've been hooked on wanting to make people laugh ever since with silly faces or characters or impressions or, you know, because I love laughing. It's the reason why I'm here is to, because it makes me feel connected and it releases energy and it's just
you know,
the best.
It's not so many people like you. Most people are whining, twining, bitching, moaning,
I do that
complaining.
Too.
Of course, God, thank you that you told us that because the most, yeah, you are a human.
We're human. We gotta, we find the flaws in
everything.
But
still, you know, allowed people to understand that you can bring this lighter side of in us. It's not easy because life is hard, you know. But then we want more like you when you are entertaining 3 million of people on Vine and on YouTube, and now you are an actor. Oh, I cannot wait for everybody to see your movie one more time. The name
you.
Of the movie?
Yeah, it's Holiday Breakup, and it's about a couple that meet and fall in love around 4th of July, and then right before on Halloween, they break up, and they don't want to spend the holidays alone, the three major holidays, Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's, so they pretend to just stay together because they'd want to avoid the pity party. And in doing so, arises some conflict and fun and, you know, some, well, should we break up? Like, maybe they're still falling for each other. Who knows? I'm not going to give the rest away. But I worked with such great actors. I worked with Sean Rowe, who plays Jeff, the love interest, and Katie LeClaire from Switched at Birth, and Mindy Sterling from Austin Powers, and other great people that I met on Vine, Jason Nash, Brandon Cavillo, Rye Doon, Sonny Mabry, Vincent Marcus, and I got to, you know, have some of my friends in there, and it was just such a fun group of people that I felt really comfortable with working, that I find really talented. And, you know, my father wrote and directed it.
I wanted to ask you this question.
Oh, my God.
Thank you. Then can we maybe introduce your daddy to all our listeners, the name?
Yeah, his name is Temple Matthews.
And I know people will really want to know that he's also a very accomplished screenwriter.
He is. Yeah, absolutely. He's a screenwriter. He's been a screenwriter for 30 years, and in the last 10 years he wrote about 5 novels, 3 young adult books, The New Kid. And so, I mean, he's still writing. And
hi, Daddy.
Hi, Dad. This is his Holiday Breakup was his first movie that he directed. And, you know, if I can be directed by my father in a movie, I can feel like I can do anything. I mean,
and
it was beautiful and it was also challenging.
I love that you say that. Yes, because you know? Most of people or young children would say, I don't want to work with Daddy and Mommy. I don't want it. And you have great relationship with your parents.
I do. Shows. Yeah, I do have a great, you know, we've all had our ups and downs, but ultimately at the end of the day, like in, you know, 30, 40, 50 years, I want to be able to look back and be like, wow, I made a movie with my dad. That's really cool.
And it's just beginning. You know it.
Yeah.
It's just beginning. And obvious 2 years film in the making. That's also we need to I think put accent on that. This has not happened like in a few months. This is 2 years, okay? And Daddy probably was thinking about this script much, much earlier because he's from 80s and when great family movies, they were like Vogue, and we were loving to laugh and feeling like this type of movies are important. You know, we wanted to watch them. Right now, it's not so many of them.
There's not a lot of, holiday movies that... I mean, there's not even a lot of romantic comedies these days. And those are my favorites. I love romantic comedies.
I think it's everybody's favorite.
They just make us feel so good. And there hasn't really been, you know, any good ones. And
then everybody needs to go to Netflix and somewhere where we can also
Amazon,
watch
Amazon, iTunes. It's, I mean, Netflix is where it's at.
Okay.
It's all those places.
I'm the hopelessly romantic, too. And I'm hoping that... really the love will have staying power and this beautiful couple will not break up, but whatever you decide and Daddy decide to do will trust you that film is funny and warm and is something that especially in the holidays time everybody wants to watch and over and over and over. This is not only 2016 because it was just released, yes, December? In December, yes, the song was just...
Yeah, November.
November
1st, it released on iTunes and Amazon, and then it just a couple weeks ago released on Netflix. Plus, I sing in it.
Okay. That's... this is like I'm the witch, you know. I really... And thank you, Carlos, for helping me be the witch, because obviously without you and bringing... I will not know how beautifully you can sing. I still didn't see the movie, but I saw the long, long link of you, maybe 30 minutes of your Vine shorts, you know, cute comedy acts. And you really can sing because you are adding sad songs, happy songs, pop songs, hip-hop songs, a little Spanish, little... Spanish, why Spanish? Do you speak Spanish?
Are you talking about my Shakira accent?
Yes.
I did a Shakira impression. So
oh, that's what I'm saying.
I know very poquito Español.
Whatever the poquito was, the vocals were just beautiful. And then, okay, singing. Let's talk a little bit about that. Because everybody knows that Ilona Europa produces lots of songs. And I love to work with artists that I can find and find out that maybe they're excited about become singers. And I don't know, maybe that's your dream too. And maybe that's why you met me today.
Oh,
that's
my gosh,
maybe
probably. This,
that's probably. We like the word probably. Tell me about you being a singer. And not everybody has the courage to just sing.
You know what's funny about the... So I grew up singing. I just love it. It's not... I haven't done it, you know, professionally yet. It's just more of a hobby. I've done it in my Vines. I've done Instagram. As far as the song in my movie, you know, I wrote that in one sitting. I was in love, and it was kind of an improv song that I just sang from my heart, and I happened to have recorded it, and a few years later, it made it in the movie, and it's kind of crazy how that happened to think about, like,
wow,
you know,
everything has risen, like,
totally.
And I believe in that, and beautiful girl, I don't know what is your future. Today looks beautifully for you, and I know that future will be even brighter, because taking care of 3 million people who probably love you and they are waiting every day what you will post more and more, and you need to tell us how often you are posting and what you really are doing to keep these people interesting.
Yeah.
Interested? That's
yeah.
Interested.
Yes. Interested.
Yes,
sure.
That's English. Hello.
I'm keeping them interested, I suppose. I post every day, more or less.
Oh,
like, I work on, unless I'm, you know, on a trip and, you know,
don't
have
Wi-Fi. That's a job.
It's a job. It's a job. It's a great job.
It's a great job. I don't want to ask, can you monetize that?
The way that I have been in the last few years is working with brands.
Yes.
So brands have come to me and asked me basically to make kind of a mini commercial, you know, to write, direct, act in a little, you know, a video that I would naturally have made, but to include their product. And it's been very fun over the years because, you know, as I was acting before social media, you know, working on... doing stand-up, and I was doing improv, and I was acting and going on auditions, and, you know, actors book 1 out of 100 auditions, and so yeah. These are kind of like straight-to-booking commercials. That's what it feels like, and it's fun, because I get to, you know, I like to have control, so I get to be the director, writer. You know, that's why I do stand-up, too, is because it's so...
Oh, what else? Okay, now she adds stand-ups. We will be talking about the two. And in cute way, because when you talk, my brain is spinning. I have so many friends in so many, you know, different directions. And obviously the brands, I was working for many, many, many years with branding company and marketing and branding company. That's really what I was learning from the best, I think. And I know how important this is to be represented by brand, or you represent the brand. And it's not easy for somebody to give you your name and knowing that you will use in a way that all people will be excited about, and maybe mm-hmm. you'll bring more people. Then I think I have some good contact for you, but we'll talk after show. And the company is pretty good and very like forward thinker, that maybe, you know, something is there. I would like to talk also about your friends who are loving to work with you on your 6 seconds beautiful films, and that's something important. But I will give you a little break to take a water, drink of water, and we will be probably playing something. Huh? Do you want something happy, sad, or modern hip hop? Do you want?
Let's put on some hip hop.
Okay. Okay, okay. Now, then you chose my daughter song, which is here on my screen. Her name is Natasha Mira. You will probably like her, and who knows, maybe one day you both will meet. But yes, Natasha Mira, and she will be singing song The Way I Am with Kid Genius.
Okay.
But I've lost all my control. In the shadows, the fear that runs in my veins takes over my mind and I go insane. I've tried, but somehow I can't let go. You say you love me, but then you leave me, and in the end you take it all away. How can you love me if you could leave me, and in the end there's no. You love me the way I am. Tell me, I wasn't a pawn in your greater plan. I can't act like it was a surprise, 'cause I saw the light dim in your eyes. Leave me, oh, love me the way I am.
The way I am, the way I am.
Love me the way I am.
To your heart that I couldn't say. You tried, but somehow still can't let go. In the shadows of fear that run through your veins, takes over your mind and drives you insane. You tried, but somehow still lost control. Yeah,
you said you loved me, but then you left me, and in the end you took it all away. How could you love me if you could leave me? If in the end there's nothing left to say, tell me that you love me the way I am. Tell me I wasn't a pawn in your greater plan. I can't act like it was a surprise, 'cause I saw the light dim in your eyes. Believe me,
I love you.
Oh, love me the way I am.
try to change you. I love you the way you are.
Love you, love you, love you. Love you, love you, love you.
Oh, young people, so talented. Okay, I cannot, thank you. I cannot wait when we're playing your song for the movie. Will you give us the right to play on my show?
Sure, yes.
Okay, no, then you will come here and we'll be talking about your song and then we'll be playing you another single that we'll be just producing soon.
Awesome.
Between you and I.
Yeah.
Okay, now, could you one more time spell your name for people and how people can find you, get you? I know you got that 3 million people already occupying your
vine. I know,
vine,
I need more.
You need more. We want you to be on Saturday Night Live soon. Everybody who listens, if anybody has a contact, watch this girl and listen to her and just understand she's young and people love her and she puts a smile on our faces. Just... very unusual sense of humor. 6 seconds makes us laugh. Great. Okay. Then how people can find you?
People can find me on Instagram at Manon Matthews, Facebook Manon Matthews, Twitter Manon Matthews, Vine Manon Matthews, YouTube Manon Matthews. It's all Manon Matthews. And Manon
perfect.
Is Manon with one N and Matthews with one T.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, it's weird. I don't know.
Okay, but I somehow believe when people start saying Manon, they already... get you there or not yet, do you think? What
oh,
you
yeah,
need
if you
to
just
write?
Type in Manon, M-A-N-O-N, my last name, Matthews, should come up.
I know everybody's jealous right now. Everybody who thinks they know how to work social media. No, I think you need to give people some types of maybe advice for lots of money. Not? Nobody tried to hire you to help them to do what you are doing so well? Maybe for them?
I help out, you know, my family members or anybody that has, you know, post once a day, lots of hashtags.
Oh.
You know?
Those that's
are
so,
lots
so
of
sweet.
Hashtags, I think. Yeah.
Okay. And we'll see if Poland will bring you some new viewers and we'll see if vice versa.
Great.
You both can maybe, Mateusz will be here, Mateusz Maga. He will be here in February. We'll be recording next single. And who knows what will happen? Between
sounds
all of us,
great.
You know, this world belongs to young people. It's so sad because I start feeling older, but because I'm working with so many young people, still I feel like I have some saying that for right now, we need to put some a little bit time to describe. How did you find the people that you like to work with?
Oh my gosh.
That's
well,
not easy. This is like family. It's like marriage. You better like each other forever. Do you work with them from the first day that you started to... oh, vining?
Yeah, I started to vine. And then, you know, once I got big on there, we all started kind of following each other and you can direct message people. And we just, I remember being at a party where there was a bunch of, you know, viners and we got each other's phone numbers and the people, you know, we like attracts like. So the people that, you know, vines that I thought were funny, I started working with them and getting together with them and creating content and getting together in groups.
Okay.
And, you know,
then do you have,
like,
I cannot say favorites. Yes, that's
yeah,
what I'm
some
going,
of
yes.
them are my really close friends. Okay. Vincent Marcus is one of my best friends. I work a lot with Matt Cutshall. We work really well together. I work with Travis Harris and Hannah Pilkus are people that I knew before. I met them at Second City. So naturally, I wanted to include them, and that's been really fun. And I love working with Jason Nash. He had a film come out called FML that I'm in that as well, and that's a social media-based movie. It's really funny. You know, Ry Doon, him and I have done stand-up together quite a bit, and we've worked together. And
this is a lot of names that
a
you
lot
remember.
Of names.
You
there's
have a
so
great
many.
Memory. Carlos, she's amazing. How she remembers all these names. I have so many people that I love, but I sometimes forget my dog's name. Is this just real talent, you know, real talent for that. Okay, then you mentioned something about stand-ups, you know, comedy.
Yeah.
When people can come, like,
that's
see you.
That's kind of how I got the start on Vine. I mean, I was doing stand-up at the time. I was doing it at the Comedy Store and the Improv on Melrose and Flappers. And, you know, I was on Vine for about 60 days until someone commented. And at this point, I had, like, I don't know, 300 followers. And they said, can you do your Kristen Stewart impression? I saw you do it at the Comedy Store. It was really funny. So I was like, okay, cool. And I put it up and...
Wow.
That night I had 10,000 followers, and and within a week I had 100,000 followers, and then within a month I had 500,000, and it was all because I put up that Kristen Stewart impression that I did in my stand-up.
Amazing. I don't want to say, can you do this for us now?
Well, you know, it's kind of visual.
Moment. Of course. Oh, okay. He's not only vocals. Okay. Voice. But yeah, then if people want to see you.
I can do my Kim Kardashian.
Oh, yes.
For sure. I absolutely love talking on the radio show. It's been so fun.
Beautiful.
That one is not as visual. You can do.
Oh, we can recognize the sound of the voice very good. Now, it's so funny. Do you have... one of the short films that you did are your favorite? Do you have some memories of something that happened like crazy that we'll never know, but really you remember for whatever reason? Because how many years you are doing that already?
What, Vine?
Yeah.
4.
4 years. Then yeah. Every day this is like, okay, can I do math? These are lots of them. A lot of short films, you know?
Yeah, totally.
The every day, then day is 365 times 4. Oh my gosh, girl. This is...
Thousands.
Yes. I'm thinking of you some... Oh, you will never go back.
One day at a time.
Yeah. Then, okay, you wake up, and what makes you think what would be the next theme?
You know, I was fortunate enough to, you know, have really funny friends, and so we would just be together, and anything that would make us laugh, we'd go, okay, let's film it. You know, so luckily I have a phone, and that was, you know, because it was convenient.
Yeah.
And ideas would just, I never would really plan them out and write it out. It was always spontaneous in the moment, like, okay, we have to film this now. And I remember I went up to a security guard and said, you know, can you take me downtown? I've been a bad bitch. And it was so embarrassing, but he caught it on camera. And the security guard, he was fine. He totally didn't care. But that was one of my first Vines that did pretty well.
Would you say that you really don't premeditate what you will be taping? Still, this is spur of the moment.
Spur of the moment.
I like that because that's a real stuff.
That's what I think. For me, that is what I love to watch the most, is something that feels really authentically in the moment, like you're capturing a moment. You know, because I can laugh all day at, like, you know, in my mind of comedies, but if it's really too planned out, you lose some of that authentic energy in the moment. And so that's why I try to capture it in the moment, is so that I can feel
real
as it's really happening. Yes. Yeah, totally.
With me, radio interviews are, nobody taught me how to do that. You know, this is love for me. Meeting new people and just knowing them in the moment that I'm meeting them. And that's, I always wanted my radio show, and my English 5 years ago was much worse, and obviously I have different career, but I wanted radio. Radio is something very, very special. You have second turn off, you know, the speaker, you never hear a host, or you just keep listening. And I know I'm not perfect, but I never premeditate my questions. I just want to learn a little bit about guests. But I always feel like this is the moment when I met somebody, and let's find out something that I can just love about the person who is in the studio. And sometimes doesn't work, but mostly works, you know, because people are amazing that I have a pleasure and honor to have. And today is a big, big pleasure to have you in my studio back with Carlos. Carlos, you're pretty, pretty quiet today because I just don't let you talk. But this is 2 minutes that I need to little talk about with you about your client, how you both start working together.
Well, she's, of course, stars in the new movie, and she just did such an amazing job with it. And, of course, I was brought on board to promote the movie. And being that she's such an amazing girl, I mean, she's got so many people following her, talking about her every day of the week. It's just amazing. I mean, you know, people... there's so many stars out there, but when you see people, like, just constantly checking out her videos, wondering what she's up to, you know, it's just an amazing thing to see, you know.
Yeah,
so.
You know, your job is very, very important, but reaching out in a second, so many, many people, this must be a little tough for you to follow, because your job is really to promote her film, okay? She's doing great job for herself, but she still needs your help, okay? Yes?
Well, she, being that she's on social media, it's she is just out there even without even trying, because she's so creative. She comes up with ideas, she shoots them, she puts them up, and it's like instant.
Yeah.
And you know, and you can't get bigger than that, really, when it comes to it as far as social media.
I just want to people understand your role, how important it is, your role in her life right now. You are supporting her as her PR, yes, agency?
Yes.
And exclusively about the movie release? Or just right now you are taking care of lots of stuff when it comes to, you know, making more commercial for her or making more contacts with her? What is your role? And if somebody wants to hire you, I'm just saying, okay, if you want to hire Carlos, what they will get from you?
Well, the main thing that we do, especially with Manon, I mean, because she, you know, she really is a big star when it comes to social media and a lot of these other things, and now she's exploring films.
It seems like you have easier because of that. It's easy job for you.
You know, when you have a fan base the way she has, where
it's crazy, I know.
It's obvious. You know, it's very loyal. They just love her to death, and they just want to see more. So I can.
But not every client is so popular. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, no, that's true. So, you know, but my main goal, of course, is to get her out there as much as possible. And given it's the holidays, it's not really the best time to do that. But, you know, because everybody's with their families and they're not really at
or
work.
Or that's the time that
getting
they listen to more.
Getting my press releases, so.
Yes. Okay, no, but again, she's doing great and we are doing
great.
I cannot wait for your song to be played on my show and we'll see. If I will ask you, what is your style of music that you like the most? The personal love towards the genre of the music. What this would be?
Oh, I don't know. I love all music. I like the kind of indie folk. I love I just love pop.
Yeah.
To dance to, hip hop to dance to. Ray LaMontagne, Jason Mraz type.
Oh, singer-songwriter, you know, style.
Yeah, singer-songwriter. I love all that. Recently, you know, Ellie Goulding and Christine and the Queens.
Of course.
You know, I really like it all.
Then
depends on the mood.
Yeah. And this shows also on your Vine because you are singing.
I'm singing everything.
Everything. And it's like the perfect moments, you know, that I'm like, what she will do with this one? And it's my face just smiles. Because, yeah, you change your voice and you have few voices in you, which is very, very hot. Okay. Now, you mentioned that you like to dance.
I love to dance.
I saw you.
It's literally everything to me. It's the way that if I'm in my most joyous state when I'm dancing.
Did you learn how to dance? Did you have the lessons also? Or
you know,
just
I didn't.
Freestyle.
I would watch TV and, you know, watch MTV and music videos, Britney Spears, NSYNC, all that when I was really little. And
you move very well.
Thank you. People can still see this. Yeah, I would just dance in my room. I'd come home from school, and for 2 hours, I'd just dance in front of the mirror every single day. And then when I got older, I would, you know, go to the dances and dance and then go to, you know, clubs. And anywhere I can dance, I will dance. I love it so much.
And
it's my main
like,
form of communication.
We have Summa Summarum because our show is, we have 5-7 minutes before CBS will come with the news. But we have you as an actor in a movie title.
Yes.
Your title of the movie again?
Holiday Breakup.
We have you as a queen of prince or princess of Vine. Can I call you princess of Vine?
With sure.
3 millions of people. And if people want to watch you, they need to get you under your name.
Manon Matthews.
And again, if we can spell for people.
MANONMATHEWS.
Beautiful. Then we have you as a stand-up comedian.
Yes.
We have you as a singer because you already recorded stuff for your movie, song for your movie, and you wrote this song, yes?
I did, yes.
Then I forgot something, or maybe you didn't tell us about you something more. Anything that we missed, if people want to understand who you are you writing?
Oh, I'm always writing. There's a, I'm going to be, yeah, like I said, the Sorry Not Sorry female sketch comedy show on Seriously TV in a few months. I did a YouTube Red series called Single by 30 that is out now. Yeah, I mean, I just find me on Instagram and on Facebook for daily comedic sketch videos.
And you mentioned something about your heartbreak. I know, we don't want to talk. But, you know, obviously we are in love. We are falling out of love. I think you're a very romantic girl.
Oh, my God, totally. I'm on this planet to love and to be connected. And I care 10 times more about my relationships in my life than I do anything else. So,
just perfect to hear that. Yeah. That's the most important. Without that, rest of this.
Yeah,
it doesn't really taste
don't
well.
Care. I mean, it matters to me, career and stuff. Yeah. But love, that's where it's at.
Do you have sisters or brothers?
I have a half older sister.
Oh, that's cool. And she's doing stuff similar to you, or just not?
No? She's in Kansas City taking care of 3 boys.
Oh, mom. Okay, say hi to sister.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Michelle. Okay, we love you so much. Promise you we'll be back.
Oh, I will totally be back. Thank you so much for having me. It's been so much fun.
I will never let you go. That's for sure. In my private life, Carlos will help me to just keep you dreaming about having a singing career. Because if something like that exists with you, you need to try. And you can try with me or somebody else. But I will be honored to really listen to your heart and what your heart says. And probably write your own lyrics, too. That's great, you know. Life will show what 2017 will be for you as a new adventure.
It's going to be a great
and
year.
And studio, and recording songs. This could be something it. Okay, anyway, we still have time. I will just make a little dance because Carlos likes my cute, funky, happy songs. And we know that comedy and happy songs, tough to write. Okay, Eternal Kiss. Because I am romantic too. Carlos, you are too?
Sure.
Oh, sure. We smile and kiss and pictures with your hand in mine forever young. Eyes and lips and body hits your nights and sing forever young. Smile and kiss and pictures with your hand in mine forever young. Eyes and lips and body hits eternal kiss, eternal kiss. 2017, I want to be forever young. Would you like to be forever young? What is your dream for 2017?
For me?
Yes.
To love more. Aww. And to live without fear.
Wow. Oh, I want you back in the studio with this topic. That's so unusual. Thank you. Thank you. That's very, very important. Social topic and scares me too. Every moment when I wake up, I don't like to live like that anymore. I don't know what to change in my life to not feel fear.
That's not what we're meant to live like. No. You know, we're born out of love. So we got to remember who we are. And, you know, I'm always trying to get back to that feeling of being a kid, of freedom. And
we need to change people's mind. We need to bring some awareness about that. This is a serious. We don't want to finish the show in 2017 on a serious note, but this is really one of the most important fear, because sometimes I cannot breathe. I'm so afraid of what things that I'm not supposed to, and we need to change
this a little bit. We got to love and laugh more, for sure.
Love and laugh more. Carlos, 2017 for you, what is your wish?
Same thing.
To everybody, forever young, love and laugh forever. Yes. And thank you so much. And next week, Monday, Ilona Europa, Accent on LA Talk Radio. This chair, love to all.
You're listening to Accent On with Ilona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.